Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I had to rub my eyes twice this morning, Alan, as we kick off the last week before the on-air fund drive next Monday. $446,783 in that lockbox.
They always say, David, water, water everywhere, but not a thing to drink. We still have 60,000 to go. It's not going to be easy, that's for sure. Now, we only have a few days to do it in. We're getting close. But we've got to make this work because we all love the station. We rely on it. We all build it together. Nobody's out. Everybody's in. Let's do it. Let's finish it. Let's make it happen.
WAMC.org is how to do that right now, in fact, if you can. And we thank you.
You are so right, David. Let's get it done. WAMC.org.
In the New York Times, abandoned by U.S. and Syria, Kurds find new ally and American foe. Under fire by Turkish forces, the militia that battled ISIS joined Syria's Russian-backed government, a major turning point in the long war. As Turkish troops advanced and hundreds of women and children linked to ISIS escaped from a detention camp, we're hearing, too, in other reports that Green Berets are feeling quite a bit of guilt and they're angry about the abandonment of the Kurds.
As well they should. Look, Republicans, Democrats, Americans are all furious. And one scratches their head and says, what's going on here? Once again, Mr. Trump is playing into the hands of the Russians. I have been saying from the very beginning, this Trump-Russian relationship is very insidious, and we are sure that something is going on here. Remember when he told those Russians, I just fired Comey, that should put an end to this Russia investigation. You know, he's got to prove to me anyway that he is not in their hands at this stage of the game. This is quite a novel.
And quite an article in the Times over the weekend, Alan. I'm not sure if you saw it, about the evidence they've gathered to prove that Russia's war planes are bombing hospitals.
It's extraordinary. The thing about dictatorships, and we thought communism was over and the dictatorship was over. But we may not have communism anymore, but we do have Putinism and statism. And we know somehow this president, either intentionally or unintentionally, has been aiding and abetting Putin and making Putinism stronger. So he can do whatever he wants. The Chinese can do whatever they want. This country is a democracy, and democracy has prices to pay. And you can't do everything you want if you're the leader. He wanted that to be the case, but I think American people understand right now that there really has to be limitations placed on this guy. David, even the Republicans have now said, no, this is too much. We can't have one man call everything, and we have an investigation going on, and he won't send anybody up to the Hill because he says, I don't have to. Well, that reminds me a little of Putin. It reminds me a little of Xi. It reminds me a little of the despots that we see around the world, including in Saudi Arabia, his other friends. And it's pretty scary.
On Capitol Hill this week, House Democrats set to accelerate their impeachment inquiry against President Trump. First up, interviews with the president's former top Russia advisor and testimony from U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, a key witness whose earlier scheduled appearance, of course, was canceled at the last minute due to the objections from the State Department.
Well, Sondland's going to be going up there, and apparently, if it's his head or Trump's, it's going to be Trump's, according to the advance word that we're receiving. He's going to go up, and he's going to talk about his conversations. Trump has, of course, said nobody goes up. But now people have to make a decision. They have to say, am I going to be putting myself in catastrophic danger, not complying with the authorized United States Congress, which has the right to do this? And I think he's going to say some things which indicate that he hasn't been entirely, well, upfront with the media and others.
Well, let's look at former Vice President Joe Biden and the fact that now his son, Hunter Biden, who's at the core of President Trump's argument for wanting to know about corruption in the Ukraine, is now going to leave a Chinese company as the next debate, of course, approaches this week. Joe Biden's son also said he would not work for foreign-owned companies if his father became president, heading it off at the pass.
I'll be honest with you. I'm a big Joe Biden fan, always have been. But Hunter Biden had no business being there. Why would international companies, why would the Chinese, why would anybody else have this kid? He's not a kid anymore, of course. He's a grown man. Why would they have him on except that he's the son of a guy who might be president of the United States? The former vice president now comes along and he says, my White House is going to be squeaky clean, just like the Obama White House was squeaky clean. Nobody is going to be positioned this way. We're not going to have any children of mine or anybody else's sitting in the cabinet room. And of course, the allusions are clear, because no matter what you say about Hunter Biden and the inappropriateness of choosing him to be on their boards or other places, hey, look at the Trump kids. For goodness sake, they're making money. They're getting all kinds of favors from foreign governments. Come on. You know, it's not even comparable. It's disgusting. But Joe Biden and Hunter Biden should have known better.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, WAMC.org, is the lockbox, and that's how to help.
David, from the very beginning, it was SOS, Save Our Station. That's what all the posters that people put up said. Handmade. We didn't do it. They did it. Save Our Station. And in the end, Sustain Our Station and Save Our Station become the same thing. So let's get it done. Let's get it done today. And by the way, if anybody's got a challenge to put up there, they seem to work, so that we can just knock out that last $60,000 that we have to get to the $500,000 mark. We can do it, David. We can do it.
Yes, we can. WAMC.org. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.